Just do it.
We in here like swimwear. We back at it one more time.
Hey, hey, hey.
Back at it.
With hey.
What number you on to, girl?
She's on to girl.
There we go. How about now?
You know, we're going to make
mic
it work.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Look, it's Jen and Crystal in the house. You know what to do.
Girl.
Oh, a lot of mercy.
Hi, okay. Y'all. Facebook Live and beyond.
Excuse what up? Yo, Suze, you know, just that. Little,
yeah.
There we go, girl. Right there. We're Jen. Y'all, Jen done got up, left. It's just me.
I need to show. Listen, this is real life right here.
It is. You know, it's.
There we go. It's not perfect, but I got it though.
We doing our best. You know, look at girl. I forgot to put my earring from my head. Oh gosh.
I'm having fun today. I don't care what
listen,
anybody say.
Agreed, because you know that's what you got to do. You know, here go Crystal, still you know getting dressed. It's fine.
I just put my earrings on. They hurt though, because you know these long days.
I'm saying, you know. Oh Lord, we gonna get into that. Lord. Hey, long time no see.
I know, all of
work
an
mate.
Hour.
Workmate.
Right.
How goes it?
It goes well.
Yeah. Okay.
I hope y'all are really not doing this.
Wait, okay, rewind. Let's take a breath.
Right.
Welcome, Boston and Beyond, to another installment of what show?
Boston Come Through.
Featuring
and
whom?
Ew, Genevieve, Angelie, ew.
And Crystal, aka the Crystal Lynn.
Ew.
That's what the kids
people.
Do, right? Like, ew.
I don't know what they do.
That's what the kids
I'm too busy trying to adults.
That's what they do with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just kidding. Moving on. Yeah, how is you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them putting your head?
No, because you know, okay, that's good.
Look at that.
I don't want them covering my earring because it hurts.
No, you good, girl.
Woo! Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. Let me go share this on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Mm-hmm. You see it, you girls.
Yes.
Wade in the
water, children. You know, the foot start going.
Song, carry me home.
Look, come for the water.
We're a whole fool right now. A whole fool.
Ooh, if y'all not watching Facebook Live, you're missing out.
I'm so sorry.
My hair's a mess, but that's okay. These glasses, I found them in the bottom of my purse. They're a little crooked, but it's okay.
Where those come from?
Bottom of my purse.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been there? Estimate.
Approximately about since August 26th.
Okay, Maddie, you know the exact date.
Because I think it's from Afropunk, that's why.
Oh, okay.
That's the only reason why I know.
Let's be for real.
Mm-hmm. Ibi Ashando.
Bye, girl.
Go ahead, girl. Welcome the people.
Mm-hmm. Hi, y'all. Y'all are listening to the 55th installment of Boston Come Through.
Ooh, come on now, 55th.
Girl, let me tell you how early I am today. I already got a name for the show and everything.
Oh, come true.
All right,
yes.
Girl, I'm feeling myself right now.
Hey.
You know, nothing like pressure.
Come on now.
To make you produce.
Woo! I felt that in all of my follicles. Okay? Nothing. Wait. Nothing like pressure to help you do what now?
To help you produce.
Produce. Come on now. That's a proverb of the week. We started
it's
off.
Not, but okay. Well, it could be a proverb.
Look at that's a proverb, like you said, mm-hmm. of the week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need more than one.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Let's go to some show description.
Mm-hmm. I hope so too.
How was your week in recap? Woosah. How was your week?
You know, it was okay.
It was okay, just okay.
Yeah, like there was a lot happening, and I feel very behind mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. I feel on top of things, but also very behind things, mostly behind. And I'm just like I don't know how to grapple with such. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense, but like. I don't know. I just feel like I'm working, I'm sleeping. I'm trying to get back to, you know, all of the other things that I normally do, like video editing and all that stuff. And it's just not happening. And I feel terrible about it, mostly because, you know, like I owe people videos from like forever ago. And I feel like trash about it. I was trying to be good about like saying no to freelance projects like around mm-hmm. August or so. That way, you know, I would have time.
I mean,
the coins was calling, but also too, it's like, you know, I think I did like underestimate how much like time I would need to get all that stuff done, and also like how much time this new job is taking up. This ain't no regular schmegula job, y'all. Okay, just want to let you know. This ain't no 9-5 leave. You know what I mean?
We should have had to go after.
It's like 9-9.
Sure is. I'm learning. I'm like, ooh.
Wow. Yeah, I miss the bread event that y'all went to.
Yeah.
You want to tell us how it was?
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah, was it? Tell the people. Look at me kick off my shoe for this. Come.
That's
all I
work.
Yeah, me. I literally wear shoes at work.
So, the bread event. If you guys know, Bread Boston stands for Boston Regional and Economic Active Dialogue.
Sure does.
And we had the founder
of
Bread. I'm trying to remember the other person's title. But anyway, we had Leora, Vienga Rifkin, and Justin Springer on the show probably a smooth 6 months ago.
Dang, was it that far ago?
It was. It was like March or
no, lies you tell.
It was like, it really was. It was a while ago, but they were on the show and they came out here to talk about Bread. And yeah. I am like a huge fan of Bread.
She stands for Bread.
I sure do. That is not a lie. And this installment, they had Julissa Calderon from BuzzFeed, who's a BuzzFeed producer on the Petro Light channel. And she was like amazing.
She looked amazing. Y'all looked amazing.
She did look amazing. I was like, dang. You know, but I didn't have time to go get myself together and run over there. It was a packed house.
Yeah.
You know,
because
obviously, like, the events are free.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it was, and she's pretty big. May not feel like it, but she is.
Yeah.
But she was so transparent and so nice and just
what she talked about.
She shared her journey of like how she got from where she was. She's from Miami, went to school actually for nursing, but walked by the theater building by accident one day and was like, they look like they having fun. And changed her major on a whim and you know, a chance audition in LA. She was supposed to only be there for 5 days, but ended up staying for 5 years now at this point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she didn't go home.
Oh.
Yeah, made it work. I mean, obviously had her trials and tribulations, you know, like a lot of people who moved to LA with big dreams. She was working as a server, and then she got fired.
Oh.
Yeah. And
I bet they sorry. Look how big she is now.
I'm sure she's not sorry.
No, not her. I mean, them.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? No, they're sure like, we fired her.
It was literally for her, like, the best thing they could have ever did. And she actually has a video she did about how she went from a server to a BuzzFeed producer in 1 year. And you guys should watch it. It's very inspirational.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she, something I learned about her, she is a quote queen, okay?
Hey.
She was just dropping quotes left and right, girl.
Come on now. Is she the proverb? Principle of Proverbs.
She might be. She might be a deaconess of that.
Woo.
Because she had so many, like, ooh, that's good. Ooh, that's good. And actually, the proverb of the week that I chose, I'll share later, is actually from her. But
she
shared so many things about, you know, taking advantage of opportunities when they come. And sometimes, you know, not having a plan, you know, she talked about, she harped on even, you know, she shared how she didn't even know what BuzzFeed was when she went to, I don't even know if it was an audition, if it was more like, it's kind of like a call or something.
Right.
And she just went there, and then the intern.
What?
An intern hooked her up.
Come, listen, honestly and truly, it is the people who are at the bottom of the barrel that be helping you out and hooking you up.
Yeah,
come on now.
It was an intern, and, you know, it was apparent she's a believer because she was just like, she's like, you can't tell me that's not God. The intern don't even work there and they try to help her get a job. You know, and it was kind of funny though, but just even she talked about her attitude. She used to be a very negative person and how changing that around has attracted, you know, different types of people to her life and just happiness.
I'm all about that energy.
Yeah, so she didn't say energy, she said happy girl. She said being positive.
But that's it.
I know.
Same thing, different words. You know what I mean?
She said, she just said a lot of stuff that I think really resonated and kind of like, I don't know, I just love the Bread events because it always hits me like right where I'm at. Like,
right.
And I'm usually like in a lull at that point.
And you just like need to hear it.
Yeah, everything she talked about, I was griping to my friend Laura in the car because we was driving in. Right. We were talking about, I hate my job, I hate that, you know? And here she come, you know, hey, look at God, here she come.
Come on now, what we doing?
Yeah, you know, it's a very, like, it's a very positive place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I recommend anybody who, if you've never been, you should go. The next event is next Friday, the 2nd.
Okay, they have
Tracy G from Sway in the Mornings.
Hey.
XM Radio. And then also, she also has her own, like, I don't know what to call it because it's very unique, but she's really dope too. And it's free. It's really free.
$3.99.
It's always free. And they feed you and you be socially have a DJ.
I'm saying, like, you can't go wrong.
You sure can.
You literally cannot go wrong.
You sure can.
Yes.
And
I'll be there.
Suze will be there.
Suze was dodging my photos, though.
You wouldn't try to take photos, Suze?
She sure wasn't. Mm-mm. But I got a good one of her. The group one. You can't not be in the group one.
I know. I was like, I was trying to get out of it. And then I was like,
no, I can't do that. But speaking of which, you know, when I say God is an on-time God, because, you know, I went to the bread event, I was feeling low, too. I was like, you know, saying at my job, like, I ain't
come on
job.
Now, it's, listen, and then, what happened?
Yeah, what happened was,
tell them what happened.
That was Thursday, right?
Come on now.
To bread, and then Friday, I'm sitting here at my job that I hate, my little temp job, but, you know, I gotta do it because, you know, I'm an adult, and I have bills paying, ain't nobody gonna pay if I don't pay them, and, here comes Fab, our dear friend Fab, in the clutch at like a smooth 2:32 in the afternoon calling me. And I'm like, you know, I hit the decline, you know, but with the comment, like, I can't talk right now.
She like, you better be able to talk.
She's like, I'm sorry, but da-da-da-da-da. Like, it said, like, they need to, you know, Fab is working on the Little Women movie, which is the same movie that Crystal is working on.
Yeah.
And then Fab was basically like, they have a department that is in need of serious help, so much help that they need to know right now if you can come in, you can start Monday. And I was like, oh, shoot.
Was that even a question, though?
Yeah, because, you know, you at one job and you want to leave gracefully and not, you know.
You said this was Thursday?
This was Friday.
Oh.
So they're talking about starting Monday. And it's not even like Friday morning. It's like Friday afternoon.
It's like, well, my time here has come to an end.
And I had an interview for something else.
Be well. Be blessed.
That's eventually what happened.
But I will be moving on. They'll be okay.
That's,
okay.
No, I know. That's eventually what happened. I think it's more so like, you know, I was thinking about my recruiter and I might need her a little bit, you know. And the specifics, and even with the job, you know, funds-wise, it ain't what I like, but
no.
It's so funny because I think what was being reiterated all week to me, I didn't even notice it until after, because one of the gems that, you know, Julissa had dropped at the bread event was that it's not always about the money.
Hello.
It's not always about the money.
Let me tell you what.
And then it was so funny, my friend literally posted this verbatim what she said, but she hadn't been at the event.
Right.
But she posted a quote.
It's true, though.
Next day, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's true, but I wasn't even thinking about it. And
right.
then for this thing to come, based off of what they paying, I would have said no.
Right.
But you know what I mean? But it's like, well, when you think about the opportunity itself,
right.
like how like rare it is.
Yeah, well, it's a rare opportunity, one. Thing number two, it's the type of job that you only get by like word of mouth, right?
Yeah.
So like Fab was already working in the office and was like, oh, okay, saw that a department needed help and said, hey, like you have the skills that they need. Cool. Like, and that's the thing I think about like the industry in general. A lot of this, and it's so true, and I'm seeing it.
Y'all rude.
Rude fire trucks. But I see it more and more now that I've only been there for a few months, but I see it now that everything is word of mouth. Everything is like, hey, I have a friend and, you know, because they trust me, they trust my judgment to bring in this person. You know what I mean? Because that happened with Elaney. She was a PA for a couple of days there for, you know, Fab was out for, I think, Monday and Tuesday. And, you know, same thing. It was like, hey, like, I have a friend from undergrad who, you know, did broadcast journalism. Granted, it's like, doesn't really have to do anything with the job, but it's like she's, you know, well-versed and, you know, you can trust her and boom, you know, like, that's how it happens. Welcome to the office.
That's great. I didn't have to interview or nothing.
Nope. Girl, let me tell you about my interview. I walked in, I didn't even sit down. He said, okay, cool. I just want to make sure you're competent. Great. See you in a few weeks.
I was like, no interview. I was like, no, I got this.
You yeah. Know, yeah, she, I know she really appreciates it. Yeah.
Who?
The lady you're working for.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She's really nice.
She too. Is. She's really sweet. I was chatting with her last night when I left at like almost midnight. Yeah. No, it wasn't midnight, but it was like definitely was like a close, smooth yeah. past 9 o'clock. But she's no. definitely like, yeah. That whole office, understaffed, overworked.
But they're all so nice and I know, pleasant.
Everyone is really sweet.
Yeah, you know, and free food is amazing.
Listen, when I tell you, I didn't realize how much money I was spending on food until you have it paid for you.
Right.
And you could just walk into a kitchen and just close your eyes and just, I would like an apple, and an apple is there. I would like some Greek yogurt, and it's there. I would like a popping tart. Like,
look at Susan's face.
It's great, if I tell you what.
Can I just tell you?
Susan, I'm trying to get you in there, girl. We're trying.
Yeah, we're are.
Trying.
I'm
We trying to infiltrate, girl.
We
gotta get you that vroom vroom. We gonna
yeah.
Okay. Oh, we better hit
it. I know. Remotely don't eat that. Don't food, though.
Listen. Also, remotely don't work on movies.
yeah. Look at me. I'm food. She's like job. Actual job.
Right. So it's like, can I do this from home?
Right. No. Why was I like low key?
High key.
High key. Monday night and last night, I was hungry. And I was like, I'm not eating nothing. Like, I ain't finna buy nothing.
But all I gotta say is welcome. Now you know what I've been doing for the past 2 months.
I sit here like, there is a Greek yogurt in that fridge at work, and a banana, and some granola.
I'll bring some seltzer home. Like, I'm hungry, but I'm just
gonna drink this seltzer. I got in the car today, and I was so bad, I forgot to grab an apple. I don't know what it is about free apples, but they taste really good.
They taste better. They just taste... most free things taste better.
Why I just discovered the cereal cabinet.
Yeah, the cereal cabinet. And if you ever looking for some extra bread, you know, some bread up there too, I'll show you where the big cups are.
Girl,
you know?
I found the turkey and cheese today.
Yeah, the turkey and cheese down there.
Do you know turkey sandwiches are like my favorite?
Oh, girl, well, welcome. And we got the mustard, the mayos, whatever
American,
you need.
Not Swiss cheese, though, but I can make my own cheese.
Just put in a request. Put in a request.
And I got the plug. You know, that's the thing.
That's it. And like my thing is like you put in a request, and if it applies to enough people, your request will be processed. I can't.
Kombucha.
I can't. See, this is why you can't bring folks nowhere. You know what I mean? This is day three, and Jen putting in orders. She walked in with
one,
a grocery.
Day one, I you know.
Day one, she walked in with a grocery
friend,
list.
The plug my friend, so I was like, you know what, friend? If you can make it happen, friend.
She pulled the friend card.
If you can make it happen, and you know, Greek yogurt plain to me, I'm trying to cut down my sugar intake.
Okay,
but anywho, it's gonna take some.
That was the longest weekend recap.
I know. It was like 20 minutes. But it's good because yeah. It does lead into
Slide right on in.
Oh, I'm a slide.
Oh, I didn't know who was. Are you sliding? I'm sliding.
We can both slide.
We can both slip in slide.
So that's what happened in the past week. But
yeah.
many of you might have noticed on the social media lanes, whether it is the Twitter Avenue, the Facebook Boulevard, or the Instagram Drive. We have not been active. We've been real silent, radio silence.
Silencio.
Yeah, and you know, some people have approached me about it and asked what's going on. Are we okay? And I want to let y'all know we are well and alive, and we are kicking.
We are alive and kicking.
I feel like we're well because, you know, here's my take on. Basically, let me answer the question. Okay. Though I'm talking to myself, right?
Right.
I interrupted myself, but I'm talking to myself. Mm-hmm. But you know, post live show, there was so much that went into it.
Yes.
Like a lot. And you know, when we started the journey, like probably like 2 months into the journey, we both were not working.
Accurate.
You were working, but you had the type of job that you could do a lot of things.
Yeah.
At
totally.
The job. And I wasn't working at all. I was like working a day a week.
Yeah.
Temping. And so we had a lot of time to dedicate to this and build
a lot.
Right. You in perspective, right?
Hello?
We had a lot of time. Hence, a lot of you watched, if you followed us on our stories, you saw a lot of the time that we would be here till the morning time.
Yep, at the studio.
Right. And, you know.
Shenanigans.
Right. You know, really building this thing out. You know, we managed to accomplish a lot. We got the website up. We started doing the events listing.
Yeah, we syndicated.
We're syndicated. The podcast got better. You know, we started, you know, get it together with our graphics and everything like that. And then, you know, Crystal had the dream about the last show. Right. Deaconess Crystal had the dream about the last show. So we were like, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And in retrospect, we got to start like 6 months early. Not like two.
We started next year's live show around January 1st.
Right. And so it was a lot of work. And I had went back full time right in beginning of July. That's so true. That was a huge adjustment for me.
Oof.
I was not happy. Learning less, there was a learning curve right there, you know, and trying to like, wow, like it's really hard to do the nine. I knew that already, but you know, I had like a smooth 9 month break, you know what I mean?
Right. It makes a difference.
Yeah. And it was summertime. So there was that. And then, you know, you went to work full time at the beginning of September. And we had the live show like mid September.
2 weeks into that.
Yeah. And if you guys have never planned like an event on that scale, and not just say on that scale, but like any type of
that caliber.
Thank you. That's a good word. You realize a lot of work goes into it.
Yeah.
Like, so much so. And then it's like we were like chug, 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 like the little train that could chug, chug, chug.
Just chugging.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then like we hit the peak and then it was like
we fell off the side of the cliff. At the peak was the side of the cliff and we both hopped off.
Right. I feel like I slid down.
I feel like I went to take a step and there was no step and I just dropped like Paula Abdul who fell off the stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, which leads us, you know, one of my little questions, my little entrepreneurship personal lesson. Lesson number one, take a break. You know, in hindsight, because what we did is we
did that
and then we went right back into trying to do
a
show on top of, you know, needing to debrief about the show, do the follow-up on the show.
Yeah, and we had another event like a week later,
right,
so we also had to like prep for that, and that was with some, it was somebody else's event that we're hosting, so it's like now we're trying to make sure that, you know, this person is happy and making sure that, you know, this event is successful and also making sure that our people know about it and everything like that. Because I think that's also why she came to us, is because it's like, hey, you have this platform and, you know, we can do this bartering thing, whatever. And it was a lot. And we were like, yeah, we're going to take a week off. Like that. We taking a month off next year. Don't come for me till November.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that was... that was mistake number one, not taking a break.
Like,
or I should say life lesson in that moment.
Yes.
Take a break.
Like, listen.
After you've been doing intense planning, you need to take a break.
We
obviously didn't do that. And then...
and you know what, too? Sorry, not to, before we move on to the next one, I think also, too, more than just taking a break after like doing something big, I think it's also important to take like those little breaks in between as well, so you don't get burnt out to the point where you're like, I need like a forever break, you know what I mean? I think that's really important. I'm trying, at least like on my end, I'm trying to balance that, because it's like, you know, we're both working these really long days. Like, I know you just started, I've been doing this for like a month and a half or so, and like for me, I'm like, oh, okay, like, I'm going to work and then go home and do, like, Boston Come Through stuff or the Crystal Lens stuff. Yeah, like, how I used to do it. I think it worked before when I was working a 9-to-5 because it was a startup. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was very much 9-to-5, and we got up at 5, never usually later than 6. I was a lot closer to home. You know, I was downtown. I could just hop on the train and go home. And it's very much not that, you know what I mean? So I think you have to also shift expectations and also like plan out those little breaks in between, because I'm terrible at that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These Saturdays, girl, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to do this and that. I just need sleep.
Because we need it.
Straight sleep.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
Thank you for adding that.
Yeah, I think that's really important.
And so, with that being said, we've been working.
Understatement.
Yeah, it is an understatement.
Working.
I
mean,
this is new for me, but I was already like, I was working, but I was doing like a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
But even with working, it's hard. The struggle with trying to transition, whether you have a side hustle that you just want it to be a side hustle, or you're someone who's really trying to build a business so that it can become your main thing, it's really hard to have to do the 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard. I don't care what you're doing. It's really hard to do that and then turn around and go do more work. Because yes, I should be working.
Yeah. It's working. Honestly.
It's
yeah.
work.
You don't stop. Like, you literally don't
stop.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of times social media can give the impression, you know, that there's so many accomplishments and everybody talks about their wins, right?
Right.
And sometimes, and that's not a bad thing because, especially as an entrepreneur, sometimes the wins don't come that often because you have to deal with so much stuff in between. So it's like,
so many
heck, yeah, you know what I mean? And then I think also social media adds the whole needing validation.
How yeah. just,
you know, people only believe what they see, even if it's fake.
Right. Very true. I think that's so true, like, about just, like, this perception that we put out there. And that's why, like, I try my darndest to be transparent because, like, I'm one of those people, too, where it's like, oh, like, this person's doing so great, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you do this sort of, like, comparison thing where it's like, wow, like, this person, yeah, right? Like, this person can get it done, blah, blah, blah. It's like you don't see all of, you know, the valleys that they're hitting because they're only, you know, posting about the peaks, right? They're only posting about the good stuff and all that. And that's why even too, like, you guys know, like, for the past, like, couple of weeks, like, there was a couple of weeks I was dead, like, Jen was dead. I feel like we had a couple episodes where we were like,
that was rough. I feel turned on today.
Right, we on, we just, what would the kids do?
Yeah.
But anywho, but with that, I say that because, like, I try to be transparent also, too, about, like, when I'm just like, yo, I'm drained, like, my mental health is trash, like, I'm eating trash, like, I'm sleeping trash, like, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's fun, jokey, and stuff like that, but it's also very true. It's like, you can't be well, you cannot succeed if you're not taking care of yourself first and foremost, but also, too, like, you have to be honest with yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes I'm trying to, like, figure out how the best way to word it, but I feel like sometimes we just kind of, like, we're like, okay, we're only going to show the good stuff. We're only going to show the good stuff. And, like, that's it. But I think it's also really important to share when you have, like, the L's or when you have, you know, little bumps in the road and little hiccups and stuff like that. Yeah.
I agree. It's just hard because it's process.
Yeah.
Because you're going through something, like, it's not like you're looking retrospectively at you going through
the
term. It's not like a documentary, like, where you have to film it all and now you can figure out what you're going to put in it.
Right.
And share with the world. It's like as you're going through. So you're constantly, like, you're gauging where you are. You're trying to get to the next place.
Trying,
and at the same time, trying to celebrate what you've done, whether you really feel like you've accomplished something or not.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been like a tough road. And so I do want to point out though, because I said we were well and you skipped that word.
I was like,
right. I said we were well because regardless of not posting to social media, we've still been consistent.
True.
Y'all may not have seen a post go up and you may not have told you, but we sure have been here most Wednesdays, or we pre-recorded, you know.
Yeah. But we've recorded a show every week.
Yeah, we've recorded a show every week. The events listing has been up every week. You know,
come on,
we might not have told you about it, but it's been up. So I feel like, so to me, I'm looking at it like we're doing the work. It's not like it stopped.
Yeah.
And to me, that's more important than like telling everybody. Granted, you want people to tell. But you know, I looked at the analytics today. We're still doing pretty good.
Hey.
So we doing all right. On the website, but
y'all love us, y'all really love
us. You know, so I think it's cool. People have noticed that we've been kind of quiet.
Yeah.
I
noticed even like on my personal Instagram, like I haven't posted since like the end of September, and I was like, whoop.
Me neither. And it's cool because I kind of felt like, what am I posting about and why?
True.
True. And I get in my little funks too, where I kind of feel like not feeling like in a good place, so that's when I kind of pull off of social media because it's not going to help for me to be looking at everybody talking about how great they're doing, and
definitely.
I feel like crap. It's gonna make me feel more like crap, so I just kind of stay off. And honestly, I haven't had the time, like,
that's it right
point
there.
Like, period. And to be honest, when I'm on social, when I'm on Instagram, I'm doing like three things.
Shade room.
There you go. Shade room. Two is also
Huh? Creep page?
No.
Okay, just checking.
I use the creep page for the shade room. I'd be afraid. I don't know. I never like anything on the shade room, and you'll rarely see me comment, even though I be having thoughts and stuff like that. I don't know why. I hate the fact people can see your comments, like, that are not, like, you're just scrolling through your, like.
Yeah, I was like, explain what you mean.
I don't know. I just.
It's the algorithm.
Yeah, like, I just don't like that people will just see a random comment that I made.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
I mean?
They'll
be
like, Genevieve commented on this. And it'll be like, especially on Shade Room, it's usually like ratchet stuff too. So you want to say some ratchet stuff, and then that's, you know what I mean? So it's like, Shade Room, I don't really comment. Or like,
also, Facebook, let me tell you, I don't know if y'all peeped, but let me peep y'all to what Facebook been doing. Facebook is telling on folks even more than normal. Oh, God. Let me tell you what. Right, like, I'll give you an example only because, like, it's my best friend or whatever. So, and another friend that I grew up with. So I get a notification, and it was like, did you see Derma comment on Talia's, like, post? First of all, I did not see the post. I did not like the post.
Right.
I wasn't even tagged in the post. So why are you telling me that?
See what I'm saying? That's how you caught up.
But it was a notification, like, on my phone. On my phone. Like, when you scroll through your notifications, like, right. On your home screen, on your iPhone, like, not even in my Facebook app, but like, hey, girl, we really want you to see this.
It's a lot.
Nah, Facebook, y'all doing the most.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You see what I'm saying?
I don't trust it.
Now you commenting on stuff that most people wouldn't have seen anyway, but now they're going to see it.
Right. They're like, did you see Genevieve?
Right. I'm done with y'all. So, but I'm usually on Instagram. I am posting my own stuff and responding to my own stuff because I really believe in responding to comments and liking stuff or whatever the case is. Or I'm just, like, trying to search for some type of inspiration, usually, like, an outfit or, like, I have something in mind.
I'm here for it.
That's usually it or whatever, but...
I'm here for it.
But I just wanted to shout out us that we've been consistent, regardless of what it looks like on social media, because social media don't tell the whole truth. You can be on social media all day and be accomplishing nothing. But I am proud of ourselves, and I give us a pat on the back.
Let me get one, too.
There you go. That, you know, we have been working. These jobs, you did for 12 hours, okay?
Yeah, that's like, you... Yeah.
Even more. I mean it.
Yeah, I know. Me? Hello? Because there's been days I'll get to work at 7:30. I'm not leaving until 9 p.m. Yeah. Like, it's long days.
I ain't even an early person.
And
it got
roll.
Me sitting here like, I need to get in early because...
Literally, pay and roll, yo. Like, there's like over 400 people. Crystal. It's crazy.
I see Crystal and her slippers and like all these sticky notes.
Yep, you see all my sticky notes.
And they have papers on the ground and they're all like, damn, they look intense. Like,
we got a table today though, so hopefully some of the papers that's on the floor can go on a table. Mm-hmm.
But it's a cool office. The people are cool.
Yeah.
But, I did just want to point that out. Like, I'm not going to say silver learning because it's not like a bad thing. It's like we have been consistent. We've been here.
Yeah.
We've been doing what we need to do. I also feel like, you know, I got low key haters. You know what I mean? That's just me.
Come on, ego.
Just me. It could be my ego. I don't know. But I kind of, it's like,
got a big ego.
It's like my, I guess maybe my little insecurity because I have dealt with a lot of people who have either tried to sabotage me or I'm serious. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. Maybe not in this capacity, but in other capacity, or that I've seen, like, when I've been, like, in a place where they think I'm, like, not doing well, it's like they get kind of happy.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're not in my life, but they still are watching because people are always watching. But I just want to put it out there to people that we're doing pretty damn good. That's what I want. That was why I said what I said.
Is this mic on?
It's on.
Attention haters, all haters of Genevieve and Jalique.
And Boston come through.
And Boston.
Because they out there.
Jen would like to announce a PNSNA, a public service announcement, that we is doing you. Well.
We good.
We good. I'm just like Beyonce. We good. We good on any MLK Boulevard. Be good.
Yeah, we're doing really
well.
Yes,
we are.
I just want to point that out. And
it
also,
doesn't always feel like it, but yeah, thank you for reminding me of that. Because I think for me, like, I've also definitely been in like a little rut because I'm like, I owe people, like, you know, freelance people.
Me too.
Like, I owe them videos. Like, I owe people photos. Like, it's just, it's crazy. It's really crazy. And I think for me, it's just been, like, really difficult to just, like, balance all that. So, thank you for, you know, reminding me of perspective.
It's a learning curve. Yeah, it's a learning curve. I feel the same way. I'm sitting here dodging texts and
girl.
Emails. And I'm like,
listen,
don't email me today. Please
listen.
Don't. And in my mind, I'm going to get all this stuff done.
89 text messages later.
You know what? I can't live like that. That would really stress me. I have to, even if I don't read it, I got to go clear it out.
But that's what I mean. Like, for me, I'm afraid to, like, open some of them because, like, when they come in. No. But my thing is, like, when they come in, I don't want to forget to do what it is that they're asking me to do or, like, forget to follow up on it. So I'm like, let me not open it.
I have to, like, I have to get rid of the notification.
I know. And then people, like,
that
hit me up three or four times.
I'm just gonna, like, even more. You know what I mean? But I just wanted to put that out there. I'm in the same boat with some other stuff, too. And I'm a little frazzled.
I need to know what's happening outside. What is with the police and the fire people?
I was a little frazzled. Like, last night, I went to bed at 12:30. And my school woke up at 3:10. And I was like, you know what? Time to get to work. But then I was like, had the laptop out, but I was laying in the bed. That didn't work. Yeah, I was like half asleep, left the light on. Like, you know, you'll get up eventually. It was like
half asleep.
Right. It was like 5:45. I was like, you know, you really need to write this. So I did bang it out or whatever, but then it caused me to come in at 9. I was like, dang.
Yeah, I mean, stay real late.
Nah, she cool. She was like, you know, what day is your podcast? I was like, it's today.
My boss knows too. Like, that was my big thing because I was like, and that's part of the reason why I ended up in the position I'm in, because I was supposed to be working in another position, and they were like, ooh, we don't know if we can work around that Wednesday, and like, I smooth had like a meltdown. I was like, well, I have no job. I'm poor for real now. But, you know, that's what I mean about, like, this industry where it's, like, you have to, like, know someone, and if they really like you and they like your work ethic, like, they'll find a spot for you. And, like, yeah. She sure did. She was like, you know, there's someone else looking for, you know, clerk and payroll. And I was like, I guess a girl gonna learn payroll. Hello.
That's a valuable skill.
Yeah.
They be paying good.
Not bad. It's not bad. but, you know, rewind real quick. Story time. So what had happened was, because, you know, Jen was talking about how, you know, she had woke up, she had the laptop, she fell asleep with the laptop, like, you know, just snoring, all that good stuff, drool, whatever.
That's what happened. At 5:50,
something. Yep.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, so there was an evening last week or whatever, you know, where I had gotten home real, real late. Actually, it was last Wednesday night, I think.
What was the last one?
Yeah. And I had got home real late or whatever. It's okay, Suze. I love you still. But I was afraid I was going to oversleep because I had to go home. And I got home at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I had to get up really early. Don't worry, Suze. It's fine.
I told you she felt bad.
I know she felt bad. I said it's okay. It's really okay. I'll just say this. Suze had offered her home, and, you know, she had...
It wasn't her fault.
It wasn't her fault. You know, when I got there, the door was locked, and it wasn't her fault. And, it, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? We move on. That's not the point of the story at all, actually. The point of the story is that I get home real late, and I had told Jen, I was like, hey, girl, can you, like, you know, call me in the morning, just make sure I'm up. I told Fab, and I told, I think, like, Adrian. I got, like, 3 wake-up calls. I think Jen was, like, the first one. So I see her call coming through. It's on bright and early, whatever. I think it was like 7:30, maybe. I don't know. Whatever time it was. It doesn't even matter what time it was, because, again, not the point of the story. The point of the story is that I pick up the phone, and I hear snoring.
Oh, was I snoring? I don't even remember. Are you serious? I was snoring? Yo, I don't even recall it.
Yep. Because I look, I roll over, and I saw it was Jen. I was like, oh, thank the good Lord. Like, you know, she called me to wake me up, and I answered the phone. I'm like, hello? And I hear,
how is that even possible? I don't even remember.
What day exactly? You don't remember?
Yo, 7:30. But I just supposed to be at work at 9. Ooh. Tell me how much I like that job.
Yo, that took me
out. Really? Yeah. I fell asleep.
It's
mind you, when it rings for me, like when the alarm go off for me, let me tell you, I set an alarm for 5 a.m. This is last night, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Not last night, 2 nights ago. Guess what time I actually got out the bed?
Oh, Lord. I don't know.
It was like 7:40. Ooh. Sleep through all of them alarms.
That's
and it goes off. You know how I hit snooze on every single time.
That's me.
I mean, for 2 hours I was hitting snooze. Oof. But that's, like, I don't remember. Like, until I was like, oh shoot, you really need to get up.
Yo, but you dead called me and went.
That's how tired.
You listen, she said, hit Crystal and just.
I don't even know how I was able to even dial your number.
I don't either. I got the call log and everything, and I was like, hello. I just heard something,
and I made it to work that day.
She sure did.
I sure did. I sure did.
Proud of you.
I know.
But it was so funny. As tired as I was, I woke up laughing because of that. I just, like, it was like a.
She didn't even tell me till just now.
It's funny because I forgot.
I just heard this story out with y'all.
You know, it's a Boston Come Through exclusive.
I guess so. You know, tired.
Oh man.
I'd be up for this job though. I'd be wide awake.
Right. Hello. Breakfast in the morning.
That's part of
it. We got that little egg cooker now.
I saw it yesterday. Someone has an egg boiler.
Mm-hmm.
It just boils. I don't know how, but it boils the egg.
I think you put a little water in the bottom.
I don't know.
Because it's like wet.
I'm minding my business. I'm like, I don't know who this is. I don't know who these are.
I'm going to poke around and see. You know, because I can use a nice little boiled egg in the morning. Mix it up.
Mm-hmm. You know, don't we have a hard time? It's like trying not to have sugar. That's all.
Yeah, there's a lot of sugar.
Have two avocados in the fridge. Let me stop.
Moving on.
Right.
Where are we?
Avocado toast tomorrow.
Where are we in this?
We are on topic two now.
Oh, great.
Okay, I'm glad because, you know, I don't feel like we need to really talk about it for this long. But anywho, I sent you a video. You ain't watched the video?
No, I'm going to watch it.
I guess I'm going to just give you a synopsis.
Yeah, let me know.
This was supposed to be for last week because it was last week and it was posted on the Shade Room. But, you know, Remy Ma, she's a rapper out here in these streets or whatever. She was on some panel. Last week, and she got asked about, you know, with hip-hop and the use of the N-word. You know, hip-hop comes from Black culture, but it has transcended, like, all cultures at this point. You know, everybody does hip-hop, but, you know, in a lot of other cultures, you know, they use the N-word.
Right.
And not just other cultures, but other non-Black people.
Yeah.
And she was asked about that, and she felt like, basically that, you know, it's culture, and she doesn't have a problem with it as a non-Black person if you use the N-word, if it's not used in that way, like, in by that way, like a derogatory type of word. Right.
Okay.
So, the comments obviously were lit in the Shade Room, and you know I stay in the comments, whether it's the Shade Room and Instagram.
We don't get a t-shirt Facebook, with that on it, too.
Stay in the comments.
Right, yeah, stay in the comments.
All the tea is in the comments, and, you know, people leave really good comments, too, and it's some really good dialogue in there, if you can get past all the crap or whatever, but... I had some thoughts about it,
and you sound
like you have some thoughts about it, too, so I wanted to know, do you agree with her? Like, one, do you use the N-word? Two, do you agree with the use of the N-word, whether it's within the subcontext of hip-hop or whatever, by non-Black people, non-identifying Black people, what do you say to people who are like, well...
Wait, there's a lot of questions.
I know, because I'm trying to, like, just get out there. You know, just have a conversation.
You can pick
up wherever you want. But do you use it yourself? How do you feel about non-Black people using it within the context of hip-hop? How strongly do you feel about that? And what do you say about, you know, because there are some, you know, in the Black community, we're also divided about the use of the word. So you can start
okay,
that off.
So, one, I use the word. It's usually, like, in casual conversation. You know what I mean? One. Two, it's always with and amongst company like us. I don't use it amongst mixed company. If it slips out, I don't think it ever slips out, to be honest, like, because I'm very conscious of that. Like, I really only use it, and not even just like with other Black people, but just like with people that I am close with, you know what I mean? Because I think that's another thing too, is like, you don't know what everyone's stance is on the words, so you don't, at least for me, I don't want to just be walking around here using it, even with other Black people, because I don't know what their feelings are, right? That's thing number one. Thing number two, I'm not for non-Black people using the word, and I'll say that because it's one of those things where it's like, I'm all about, you know, groups of people who have reclaimed words that were used against them. And, you know, I know, you know, Hispanic people, you know, there's words that have been used against them. You know, there's, you know, same thing for like trans folks. There's, you know, queer folk. Like, there are words that have been used against groups of people. And I'm here for it if those groups of people want to reclaim a word.
Right.
And use it, right? So that's how I feel about the N-word, especially with Black people using it. Because I know people are like, oh, we can't use it. It was used against us, blah, blah, blah. And I wholeheartedly hear that, and I will not take away from that in any way, shape, form, or fashion. But that's just my perspective. And I don't know. It's interesting because I think it's too casual right now. You know what I mean? To the point where people just kind of slip it into conversation. They slip it into like their music. They slip it into, and I mean like non-Black people, they just kind of slip it in wherever they can. And I think part of it too is like, you know, Black people, Black culture is mainstream culture, right? Yeah. Like, no matter how you spin it, like, we are the creators of mainstream culture, right? From dances to, you know, slang and lingo and, you know, whatever it is, like, you know, it derives from us, you know what I mean? And I think people want to kind of, like, ride the wave of, like, what's cool and what's mainstream. And, like, using the N-word, it's not about, like, oh, I'm cool or whatever. It's, like, you got to know the history of this word. You know what I mean? Like, you, like, and for me, I'm like, if you know the history of this word as a person who's a non-Black person, like, I don't understand why you would ever want to use it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why I say as a Black person, whoever, and whatever group it is, like, whatever word was used against you, I leave it up to that group to reclaim it or not reclaim it or drop it, like, whatever it is, but it's up to that group, right? It's not up to the oppressor. It's not up to anyone else. It's up to that group of people. So I think that's essentially my stance. I forgot what your other questions were, but
you touched base on a lot of it.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly do not agree with mm-hmm. Remy Ma's stance. I thought it was actually quite ignorant.
Yeah.
And actually irresponsible, because let's talk about it's casual. I guess my whole thing about the word is, like, if we equally can't be hurt by the use of the word if it's intended negatively, you cannot use it at me. It's right. I feel the same way about the word, the B word.
Yeah.
I feel like because I've been hanging out with you, I feel like I use it more before in the past where I'm not, where in the past I really haven't, because I don't really like the word. But to me, mm-hmm. I'm not bothered by women who use it.
Right.
Because you can call me a B word, like, and really mean it,
right?
How it's intended,
right?
Or I can call you that. We both equally can be hurt by the same word, but I'm not here for a man using it casually or otherwise. And I would check my guy friends too, because they would casually use it. Because I'm like, no, because the moment you get mad, I'm gonna be a B for real, like,
right?
And we gonna have a problem. You know what I mean? And I feel the same thing about the N word, where it's like, we both can't be hurt by it the same
way. Right.
So, in a sense, no, you can't use it casually because.
Yeah. And I think also, too, like, if you want to, like, dial it back, let's go back a couple, you know, couple of decades there. Like, let's go back to, like, the origins of, like, hip-hop and stuff like that, especially, like, because I feel like that's where people are hearing it a lot is in hip-hop and rap and stuff like that. And if you think of, like, what hip-hop, what rap was, and I'm just using this as an example, it's, like, these are ways that Black people specifically, you know, were trying to, A, express themselves, but it was a form of, like, freedom where there wasn't any, you know what I mean? It's, like, y'all took every...
That's the problem right there, too.
Yeah.
You don't actually know the roots of hip-hop.
Right.
At all.
That's
it's really sad, because I'm, like... Rap is just a subset of hip-hop.
Oh, yeah,
there's
absolutely.
Parts of it too.
Absolutely.
And
it's like, so, the thing is, like, hip-hop is a culture, right? It's not, like, just a genre of music. It's a culture. It's a way of life. It's a way of, like, speaking. Yeah. It's, like, everything all in one, you know? And so I think, like you said, like, people don't understand that history.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of it, too. It's, like, if you think about it, like, this country, and if you want to look around the world in general, but we're going to stay here. I'm going to stay here for now. America, right? It's like one of those things where it's like, y'all have literally tried to take everything from Black people from the jump. You know what I mean? Like, taking everything. And somehow we have persevered and pushed through and created our own culture and created our own everything, right? And, like, I hate to always bring it back to slavery, but it's the same thing. It's like, y'all brought us here forcefully, right? We somehow managed to, you know, create foods that are traditional to us. We figured out how to straighten our hair, you know, get creative. Like, you know what I mean? Like, every time people tried to, like, stomp down on us, we persevered through it. And I feel like as you get into things like hip-hop and, you know, the use of the N-word, that was the same thing where it's like this word was so powerful, so incredibly powerful and used against us at a time when we literally had nothing else. And it still is, absolutely. And it was used and still is used against us, like, in such a harsh way, right? That it's us, you know what I mean? It's on us to, like, reclaim that. And if we want to, it's our job, you know what I mean? Right. You don't have to. You can totally say, I don't like that word. That's totally fine. But it's up to us, point blank, period. I think it's, like, what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But there be some folks that really be wanting to use the word. And I'd be like, why?
That... I just feel like non-black people, if you want to write in to Boston Cup, no, because I'm really curious. I am so curious. BostonCup@gmail.com. But like, what is the fascination with wanting to use that word, yeah, even in a non, like, quote, I'm using very a lot of air quotes, in a very like non-derogatory sense, like, why do you want, like, why would you ever want to use it?
I know why.
Share with the class.
I think when you've grown up in a place of privilege, and where you're the norm and you've never been told no, I think it's like, it has to do with the fact that here's this one thing, that the one thing, because I've had this conversation with, you know, my less melanated folks, and it's like
less melanated.
Yeah, I've had it with one in particular, and she felt strongly about black people in general not using it, period. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like you're not really in a place to be able to tell people who actually
who
are.
Is you?
Yeah, to be affected by the word when they should and should not feel and shouldn't be appropriate or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I really do feel like it comes down to, like, because you said earlier, like, if you know the history of the word, why would you even want to be associated with it? Why would you want to say it?
That's my thing, yeah.
But it's like, I think it has to do with the fact that you want to, like, you want to be part of this culture, and it's the one thing, and essentially in America, that it's not okay for you to do, mm-hmm, and you want to do it, you know what
right
I mean? And so I would be in places where, you know, the less melanated folks, and if there's a song with the N-word, you better skip over it. You better, you know how, like, you do the words, and then you blank just, out parts.
Yep.
You better blank it out.
Cause that's like how the radio do. Radio edit yourself.
I pause, and I'd be like,
you know, I'd be Jen like, peeking, like.
No, I really do. I'd be like, mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that we all are on the same page.
Right.
Because it will be a problem. You know what I mean? And, that's just how I feel. I feel like you shouldn't use the word.
Right.
You should respect. Just like I know in the queer community, they have their own words. Like,
right.
I would, there's certain words I just would never want to use it. Like, I feel like, you know, they're hateful, but I also
feel
like, that is not my business if they want to use that word. It's the same way with the B word.
Yeah.
I'm seeing here, my presence,
even like
not one woman up in here, whether I like her or not, that word, like, that's just not cool, because you have a privilege as a man, like, you know, it's a word that doesn't hurt you. So it's nothing for you to say, because you'll never feel the full effects of it. And I think sometimes too, I do feel like we use it too casually. Even myself, I'm like, you know, when I was at Howard, I wouldn't be using that word, because, you know, we were in a place of like black excellence, and
right,
you learned so much about your history and just things you never knew. And it's like, if you knew who we were, and then also because we are very, I think, sensitized to day and age.
Yeah.
I think.
I would agree with that.
As black people, we're very desensitized. We come into a place where I guess it's more inclusive, but the thing about being more inclusive of all is, like, you lose a little bit of yourself.
Right.
And we were doing a lot better in Jim Crow eras, actually. We had higher rates of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we couldn't go, a lot of times we couldn't get into these, like, PWIs, so that's why HBCUs, that was the purpose of them.
Mm-hmm.
But you're getting a stellar education in terms of, like, being reaffirmed in your blackness at a place like that, that you're not going to get at a PWI.
And predominantly white institution,
yes,
for y'all don't know the acronyms, and historically black colleges and universities.
Yeah.
In case y'all didn't know the acronym,
thank you.
Don't ask us again.
you know, you have places like Black Wall Street. There were more business owners and more entrepreneurs. And honestly, it's like in times where we were the ones taking care of ourselves, and we were educating ourselves, and we were looking out for ourselves, we were
mm-hmm
doing a lot better. But we also, it was a time where, you know, that N-word, you know, it brings to mind, like, I don't know, you said you haven't been on social media, but I don't know
mm-hmm
if you saw last week that video. This white woman in Brooklyn, she
oh
fake called
gosh
the house of a 9-year-old kid because his backpack brushed up against her.
No. Rewind. She said that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The video showed his backpack brushed up against her, but she, I don't even know why your mind would go to that with a child anyway.
It's a child.
Me, like, I think you're kind of sick that's the first thing that you went to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? I think it says a lot about her than him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But it goes back to that, but it's like, the reason why it's not funny, and it's not, I mean, it was never funny, period, but why it's really not funny, because, like, Emmett Till only really happened, like, 50, 60 years ago.
Hello?
His mom, like, literally just died in, like, the last decade or so.
And he only would have been, he would have been, like, grandparent age.
Yeah, he still would have been alive. He could have been alive.
Yeah.
You know, in this day and age, but because a white woman said, quote, unquote, not confirmed, that he whistled at her, which...
No, she said that he didn't.
Yeah.
Well, eventually.
Oh, yeah, eventually at the time, yeah.
It was a lie, and it cost him his life.
His whole life.
You know what I mean? So it's like stuff like that, where you've been seeing in the news, where it's on little black girls and little black boys,
mm-hmm,
where you have these, it's mainly white women, calling the police on these kids or trying to police black people in these public spaces. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we're very desensitized. So that's why I'm like, no, because 50 years ago, it would have been a different reality. That's not that long ago.
Yeah.
That's like, at all. You know what I mean? So I think that's why even with using the word, when you said too casual, I agree with that in a sense, like, if you're going to use it, you should know the history of it.
Yeah.
It's a black person, period. You know, and I've been watching, I told y'all last week, I've been watching La Esclava Blanca. You know, it's a Colombian telenovela. And it's based during, you know, the times when they had slavery. So it's like the 1700s, I believe. Mm-hmm. Interesting storyline. But it's in Spanish, but, you know, I already love subtitles anyway. But I'm listening to the Spanish and I'm reading the English and I'm learning new words. And I don't know if they have a word for the N-word because it's like the same. It'll say like black man and then they'll be like, you know, they'll say the N-word. Right. But it'll be the same word in Spanish. So I'm like, I don't even think y'all really have a word. Y'all just translate it to English.
Well, that's the thing. But, it's like, yeah, I mean, they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's what they're actually using.
Yeah.
But when I'm watching it, and I'm hearing the Spanish when they're saying it, it's like with so much hate, and I'm like listening, like I'm just watching it, and they're using it so casually but with so much hatred behind it, like, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, this is why I don't be watching. I really don't. I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave. I don't watch a lot of these movies with black people in history because it was not a good time for us, okay? Wakanda was it. Like, because it was a good time for us in Wakanda, okay? But all these movies, I don't watch them because I'll be in my feelings, and I also, like, just, I don't think most of us in a lifetime have experienced that level of hatred and just animosity for no reason. And even if you have, it's usually, you know, I think most of us are obviously affected by systematic racism, mm-hmm. but we've never been in a place like where you, well, with the police, that's not true anymore, I was gonna say.
Hello.
With the police, we do fear for our lives, but like, no one really has the, I wouldn't say no one, but it's kind of, at least for me and myself, I'm thinking for myself, mm-hmm. I have never been in a place where I feared for my life because I was a black person. I've never been in that situation. Mm-hmm. But
what I'll say is that I think the closest that we, because I think there are, and like you said, like, you know, you have
to see from your perspective. There are definitely people, and there's different.
And there's pockets of this country that are so, like, backwards.
Yeah.
But I'll say I think the closest that, you know, a lot of us have probably come to was probably, like, a lot of, like, the protesting and, like, Black Lives Matter stuff that was going on. Because
experience it individually, too.
Yeah, individually. But I think for me, like, that was, you know, the first time that was, like, this is a movement, first and foremost. Also, I think it was the first time that I personally, like, was like, okay, if something happens, like, I need a plan in place or whatever. Like, I was an undergrad, like, when a lot of those protests were happening, and I had a mentor specifically who told me, she's like, listen, something happens and you get arrested, like, you call me. You know what I mean? And so I think that's probably the closest that I think a lot of people have gotten to something similar of such, where it's like, and I think in Boston, it was a lot. Even though there were people who got arrested and there were times when it got crazy and stuff like that. And yeah, I think it's still mild in comparison to a lot of other cities where, like, the police are literally throwing tear gas at you. They are beating you and stuff like that. Like, it you don't even know, like, what year it is. You know what I mean? You could put this, you know, juxtaposed right next to, you know, footage from, like, the 60s or whatever, and even earlier, and you're like, wait, like, what year are we living in?
Right.
So I think for me, like, that was it, to the point where, because there was times where it's like, I don't see a way to escape because I'm in a very large crowd of people. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's scary. It's scary times we're living in, I'd say.
Yeah.
But I think I do agree where it's like we haven't had, like, something as deep.
Yeah.
You know?
To really be, like, in your face. Like, I really can't do this because I'm a black person. I really can't go here because I'm a black person.
Or I can't sit here. Yeah. Or
it's really over. You know what I mean?
And I think also too, we speak from a place of privilege living in a liberal state of Massachusetts. Like, we live in Boston, quote, I use air quotes, liberal. But I think in comparison to a lot of other places, you know, we do come from a place of privilege, where generally, again, more air quotes down here. here are my little air quotes. But I think generally, you know, we don't have to really worry about that. And if we did, like, people for the most part, and like I hate prematurely speaking, but they would speak up or they would say something or they would try to do something.
The only thing I can think of, and it was actually not like they were still nice. We dropped off my sister in Atlanta, mm-hmm. And we were driving back to mm-hmm. Massachusetts. I think we were in like South Carolina, mm-hmm. and right, mm-hmm. and we had left real early, so you know South Carolina is like the first state you hit, and my parents wanted food, and you know they're not from here, so they don't have, you know, when you black and you not from the United States, a lot of times you can be oblivious to certain things, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they wanted to stop, and my brother walked into the diner first, mm-hmm. and. I walking in after him, like, and he like, I'm 20 seconds. He walking right out. He's like, I gotta go. We gotta go. And I walk in, and I was like, we gotta go. And here come my mom and my dad, and they try to sit down. And my mom's like, you know, I'm trying to rush her. Like, we didn't explain it to her. Sometimes about my mom is like, she really wants to know in the moment, and it's not one of those moments where like I have time to sit here and explain
why we need to go.
Right. And we walk in. This is what I see, girl. It's a diner. It's like a half diner, half store. So it's a diner part, but the store part is all Confederate stuff. Whoosh! There's a huge Confederate flag. They got Confederate lighters. They got Confederate everything. And
no, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
And the lady at the counter was real nice. She was like, how can I help you? Do you want? And my mom's over here smooth, really looking at this menu. And I'm like, nah, we need to go.
Be like, I can't eat nothing on this menu. Thank you.
I'm like, you know, my mom's like, oh, yeah, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm like, we need. And I'm not patient. Y'all know that about me. Jen is not patient. When I'm done, I'm done. It's time to go.
We need to go.
I spoke. We need to move. Like
with the two fingers.
Right.
Let's go.
That was it. Like, oh, you know what goodness. I mean? But they were so nice, you know. You know, because I feel like the South is different, obviously. I feel like when you know when you're not wanted versus, like, the North, they'll act like it's cool.
Yeah. That's liberal. Yeah, that's why we use the air quotes, because I'm like, I feel like people up here will be, like, they'll be real shady about it, you know what I mean? I'm like, if you don't like
smile
me.
Smile on your face.
Yeah. Right, don't smile on my face, you know
I knew she was nice, because I know some of the people, like, they're genuine in the sense that if they don't like you, they just gonna let you know you are not welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Versus like up here where they gonna act like it's cool.
I'm like, oh,
right. Mm-hmm. Let me know straight to my face you don't like me, right. So I can, you know,
just boop, boop.
Yeah, I had a whole history lesson in the car. My mom like, listen, Madre, like
when you see that flag,
right? You know, and that's why that's a whole other topic. But yeah, that was my only experience. After that, I was like, ooh, child. Girl.
It's like, it's crazy because, I don't know, even for me, so I was an RA. This is a quick, very quick story. And, you know, you have to do rounds and broom checks and stuff like that. And, you know, if the residents aren't there, there's certain times you can key into the room, just make sure everything is, you know, whatever, whatever. So I key into this one room. Big old Confederate flag on the wall. I was like, you know what? I looked around, so everything looked good.
No, we're writing up that room.
Mm-mm. They got written up so much, though, so I didn't really care.
Like,
don't worry, they
this was wrong.
They always got written up, so I was like, you know what, this one time, just don't. I'm going to catch some
Trump
anyway.
Brought them out. I saw a car with it for the first time in summer ago. Yeah, I never saw that before up here. People just, you know, bring
it. Yo, people are just out and about now. Yeah. Like, they just don't care. Like, and I'm sorry. Like, I don't care what nobody says. I'm, oh, it's our culture.
No, that your culture means I would be a slave picking your cotton for free.
Your culture is racist.
Yeah.
Point blank, period. So, yeah. Like, I don't, there's no debating. Right. Like, there's no, sorry. Like, have a seat. Thank you.
I don't like your culture. I don't like it.
But my thing is, like, your culture is rooted. It's not even that I don't like it. Your culture is rooted in the oppression of my people.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? I can't get behind a culture. Like, that's not culture to me. You know what I mean?
Girl, we just had a whole mouthful.
Lord, we passed due. We passed time.
You sure are. I'm going to make this real quick. You know, it's our top three of the week.
Oh, girl, she done slid right out
right
there.
Into it, girl.
Okay, conversation right done. Potty done.
Yep. Actually,
what?
Leave a comment. Send us an email.
Yeah, bostoncomethrough@gmail.com. Bostoncomethrough in all forms of social media. Let us know what you think about that. Like, what do you guys think about the use of the N-word? And we are inviting black people in. I will say, tread lightly, non-black people, if you would like to partake in the conversation. Because I
don't be using the word.
Whoosh!
You know, you'll be doing that, trying to use the word. You know, no, don't do that.
N-W-O-R-D is what you use. Thank you.
Like Kate and Ben. You can get
these hands. Come on now. Get these hands, these feet, everything. These knees, these knuckles, these elbows.
All my ancestors.
Hello? Listen, the spirit of my ancestors is with me at all times. Hello. The strength of 10,000 ancestors. Go ahead, girl.
Make sure you subscribe to our weekly events listing. Mm-hmm. We are still getting things together. But subscribe. We had a subscriber today, so that made me real happy.
Hey, shout out to you.
But we do a weekly events listing. It is for us, by us, and of interest to us.
Hey,
Boston is popping out here. In these streets with events in the community, for the community.
Community.
There's a lot of us out here who are doing amazing things.
Absolutely.
And, there's amazing resources in Boston. So, my top three of the week, girl. Mm-hmm. This will have me real excited. Like, I have to go. It's called Print Ain't Dead. And it's a pop-up bookstore. So they're having four events where the first one is going to be at the Fairmont Innovation Lab this Friday, October 26th at 7:30. It is free.
I'm here for it.
It is, Print Ain't Dead is a pop-up bookstore featuring works written by people of color. So it's their way of supporting Black writers and authors. And this event, I do not believe they will have a featured person, but the next event, which is actually this coming Sunday, the 28th.
Come on
they
now.
They do have, yeah, girl, they ain't playing games.
Back to back.
Right. They do have a featured author, and actually, I have seen her. She does spoken word, and she's dope.
Nice.
She's amazing. But she'll be there. But this Friday is their inaugural event, so it's free. There'll be snacks and stuff like that, and it's at the Fairmont Innovation Lab in Dorchester. They sure do. It's gonna end at like 10:30, so you might have time to slide in if you get out
early. Okay.
And then also on Friday is the Black Cotton Club. They're doing a trap jam session.
Hey.
It's also in Dorchester at 7:30. I believe tickets are, they had some free ones, girl. They gone.
Oh, man.
They're $10, but it supports a good cause. It's basically like a trap jam session. They do have a live band. They do have performances, but it's also kind of like karaoke style too. Like, so basically, come through and jam, sing, or rap to your favorite trap song. Like I said, they have a live band, they have featured artists, and it's a beautiful community because they're all about community.
Now, you know, I like a good little karaoke somewhere.
Yeah. And it's a chill vibe. And the young lady who started, her name, Priscilla Azaglu, I believe her name is. I might have butchered her last name.
Mm-hmm.
She's really dope, and she's actually starting to travel with it. So she's hit up NY, she's hit up Atlanta, but it did start in Boston, and that is happening this Friday. And then on Saturday, October 27th, we have a financial literacy workshop that is for the people in the community. It is in the community, and it is free. It is one of three sessions.
Listen, y'all, get your life.
One of three free monthly workshops. They're covering topics like cash management, so basically how to build up some cash reserves, also create more income to get you more cash. They're doing personal risk management, estate planning, which is actually very important if you own anything, even if you don't think you own anything. But they'll be talking about all that stuff, like life insurance, all that stuff, y'all, that we actually, you're never too young to learn.
Oh, absolutely.
And never too old to start. You know what I mean?
So, absolutely.
It's actually free. It's on the website. You just register. You just show up. It is one of three.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I know we definitely talked about that, too, about doing, like, a financial literacy episode.
We will.
Still in the works.
Yeah, I have someone in mind, and she's amazing.
Yeah.
It's just a scary episode for me. That's all that is. Scary, girl. Scary.
Hey.
But this is just one of a number of events on the listing. I don't know
plenty.
The exact number, but
plenty. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, it is plenty.
Plenty
that is curated for us, by us. Of interest to us. A lot of that stuff is free too. A lot of it. And we also coded it so you can kind of get a sense.
You're welcome.
Coins wise, how much you should expect to
$1 sign, $2 sign, $3 sign, dollar sign.
Yeah. But there's some good stuff going on. I know it's getting cold, it's getting a little nippy out there, but there's still some things to do.
Yeah, I know y'all in cuffing season mode. So, you know, find a little event.
Get out the house.
Right. You know, find a little event for you and your cuff.
A lot of it's free, a lot of it come with snacks.
I'm saying
that's usually a driving factor for me. I'm trying to pay for as few meals as possible.
Hello.
So
that's it. I have a pretty good track record.
Right. Friday I have to figure out how am I gonna make
girl, listen,
last through, but
no, these weekends, I'm like, ooh, like I be in like once a day, like,
you know,
I don't mind working Sundays when I can get fed. And I leave early.
I found the cereal thing. I was like, oh. I'm going to be a Frosted Flakes tomorrow. So.
I can't. Anywho, is we finished or is we done?
We done.
And we finished.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for listening.
The proverb.
Oh, you're right. We're going to slide right into the proverb of the week. We can't leave y'all without one.
Yeah, you know.
Tell the people what the proverb of the week is.
It comes from Julissa Calderon from BuzzFeed, who was at the Bread event. One of the gems she dropped is, your plan is not the plan.
I'm here for it.
And it basically, in like a few words, it just speaks to the fact that you have a plan for how you want to get your goals accomplished, but that's usually not how it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But trust the plan. Mm-hmm. Go with the plan. You know, it don't always look like what it's going to be, mm-hmm. but just go with it.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. I like that.
It's cool. I mean, you know, we're working it out.
I hear it. Life I hear you. And with that,
we finally done.
We is finished and we is out. Done.
Like Harry Tubman.
Come on now. Listen, I'm going to wear that shirt next week.
You should. You should.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's like 30 seconds.
Go ahead.
So
last thing.
Y'all know with Howard University and Homecoming. Oh. But they had the 1 year, it was years ago. Mm-hmm. The comedy show. I can't remember the dude's name. I think it was like Tony Roberts was the comedian. Mm-hmm. If you used to watch Comic View back in the day, You know who he is. Tony Roberts, he's from Detroit. And
girl.
Rosa Parks, y'all know Rosa Parks. You know, she was like, you know, mother of like,
I'm
you know,
so
whatever.
Stressed.
But she had moved to, you know, she was living in Detroit and, you know, before, did she pass? Mm-hmm. Before she passed, she was living in Detroit.
She did.
She has gone on to the Lord. And
come on, she is now officially one of the ancestors.
Right. And he told a joke one time that year, and it was so like out there that no one knew whether to laugh. And there was two reactions only. It was really funny or it's high key offensive. But I thought it was funny. But
you finna tell us
the joke was and I'm only bringing it up because the We Out Harriet Tubman shirt, it just triggered it. Mm-hmm. But he was talking about how Rosa Parks had a new book out. And the book, because you know, at the time, she had Alzheimer's. The book was called What Bus? So.
That's so bad. I'm sorry, Miss Rosa.
It was funny. You know, God bless her soul.
Yo, that caught me off guard when Jennifer told me that.
I thought it was better too, but I'm sorry, y'all. Ooh. But yeah, it was called, he said Rosa Parks got a new book out. It's called What Bus? And he was poking fun at her Alzheimer's. And the crowd was just like, what? It was really funny or was really offensive. Sorry if I offended you.
I can't.
That's it. But we got like Harriet Tubman.
I can't. Wait. She's taking off headphones.
No, I'm not. It fell off.
Oh, okay. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Boston Come Through. Follow us on all forms of social media at Boston Come Through, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Yes. Send us an email at bostoncomethrough@gmail.com. I will say this is my final PSA. Do not text me about matters relating to Boston Come Through. You can send us an email. I will say that because I'm going
to
just tell you.
You
already know. But I'm going to just say that. I don't care what the opportunity is. It's fine. Unless it's an emergency, send us an email. Because I won't be responding to y'all. It's okay. She know. Once I tell you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anywho. But yes. Follow us on all forms of social things. Mm-hmm. Feel free to email us at bostoncomethrough@gmail.com.
If you want
to
join the team.
Hey.
Yeah,
listen, we have people. I'm saying.
Yeah, you can be with Suze.
Right?
Address your email to Suze. S-U-Z-E. Okay?
Come on, S-U-Z-E. Anywho, we are looking for people who are interested in doing social media. Can you edit audio? Can you edit video? Are you interested in doing, our YouTube, managing that? Are you interested in doing photography? Like, we have a need for all of that. So if you're interested in media, even on, like, you know, the nights that we record, like, are you interested in helping us, you know, with the production side? We could definitely use some production assistance as well.
We could use a guest coordinator, too.
Yeah, guest coordinator, you know, making sure we have all of our guests in order and all that good stuff. So if you know someone who might be interested, send them our way. If you're interested, send yourself our way.
Yeah.
But yeah, make sure to follow us, like, subscribe, leave comments, rate, review, all those things on iTunes, Stitcher, Radio Public, YouTube's, which we will be getting videos up shortly. I know it is just audio. It's okay. I know. The YouTube's, all the places, yeah. Stitcher, Player.fm, mm-hmm. All of the places. Mm-hmm. And Mixcloud, of course. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Mixcloud. And we on Scat TV, but we ain't on no more. We off. And you know, more places to come, but yeah, working on some other places, some down the pipeline once I get some, you know, some time. But yeah, until next week.
See you later, we out.
Like Harry Tubman. Woo! Bye, Facebook.
Thank you for
appreciate y'all with our whole hearts and my whole shundo.